This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. March 31st looms ever closer. That's the open enrollment deadline for the Affordable Care Act. After then, you'll only be able to get insurance on the healthcare exchange when there's a big change in your life, a birth, divorce, death, losing your employer-sponsored insurance, or moving to another state. The latest numbers show 144,587 people in Michigan have gotten health insurance under Obamacare so far. And with more people covered, doctors and hospitals say they're going to be seeing an uptick in people seeking treatment for one of the state's biggest health challenges, obesity. We're joined now by Heather Howard. She's the program director with the State Health Reform Assistance Network. Welcome, Heather.
Thank you, Cindy, for having me on.
So we've got well over 144,000 people in Michigan who have gone to healthcare.gov. They've gotten coverage. How has the ACA changed the way these newly covered people can seek and obtain weight loss service?
It's a dramatic change. You know, if you step back, there are nearly 1.3 million uninsured Michiganders. It's almost 13% of the state's population. So a lot of people are going to be affected. It's really a huge opportunity for them to obtain high-quality, affordable health insurance. So just getting health insurance coverage will be helping will be helpful to people who struggle with obesity. But Michigan has gone a step further, really, and in recognition of the high obesity rates in the state and of the toll that obesity takes on families and health insurance costs, they'll be covering things like weight loss surgery. So people will now have access to coverage so they can have better health. They can get things like nutritional counseling. But they'll also be able to get access to other obesity treatments if their doctor thinks that, you know, that that's the right choice for them, like weight loss surgery.
Just so everybody's clear, we're very lucky here in Michigan in a sense because the ACA only required the insurance companies on the state exchanges to cover obesity screening and counseling, and it was up to individual states to determine coverage beyond that.
So that's right. The state went further and is going to be covering that weight loss surgery. That's exactly right. You know, stepping back, though, just getting access to coverage will mean people can get access to all these plans now have to cover things like doctor's visits, hospitalizations, prescription drugs. And really importantly, preventive care is now covered at no additional cost. So before, a woman could buy a plan and then find out that maternity care wasn't covered. Now maternity care has to be covered. And things like mammograms, colonoscopies, immunizations all have to be covered with no copay. So it's really a sea change in terms of promoting healthy behavior and a culture of health.
And also because of the ACA, people won't have to pay extra for health insurance because they're obese, right?
That's right, too. So previously, you could be charged more for your health insurance depending on your health status. Now you can only be charged extra if you smoke, but no other health status indicators can lead to you paying more. So if you're obese, you're going to get access to better coverage and be able to really help, you know, help make your health better.
Is it true that the people who buy the health insurance under the ACA will actually have access to weight loss services that are equal to or even better than people who have private insurance?
Yes, what's going to happen is now people have access to private health insurance that has to meet these new standards. So they'll have good coverage options. Everyone in Michigan, and, you know, we're looking at that big number of 1.3 million who are currently uninsured, will have access to high-quality insurance. But let's not forget, too, that not only do they have access to high-quality insurance, they're going to, for the first time ever, have access to financial help. Mm-hmm. We know that the number one barrier to coverage has been cost. And so people may have wanted to buy health insurance, but it may have been too expensive for them before. And so now not only is it that it's good quality coverage, but you'll have access to subsidies to help you make it affordable.
Now, just to make sure that everyone is crystal clear about the importance of that deadline of March 31st, that is the open enrollment deadline, which means?
That's right. People have until March 31st to sign up for a plan. That's when that open enrollment window closes. Just like when you get your coverage through an employer, they'll have certain periods when you can get coverage, and then you can't get it after that open enrollment closes. So people have until March 31st to sign up, and then the next time they'll be able to sign up is not until this fall when the next open enrollment runs.
Will that be October 1st, just like this past session?
No, this time it'll be a shorter open enrollment period. It'll be start on November 15th.
And speaking of making things very, very clear, that the way to start all of this is to go to healthcare.gov?
That's right. You can go to healthcare.gov, or If you prefer to talk to a live human being, you can call 1-800-318-2596. And either way, you can get connected to what we call navigators. Those are people who can help you through the enrollment process and help you understand your options and help you sign up.
And so the hand-holding is there. You don't have to necessarily just rely on your computer screen. You can actually get...
That's right. This can, you know, it can be daunting figuring out all these options. So I encourage people to start exploring what's available.
Heather Howard, the program director with the State Health Reform Assistance Network. Thanks for talking with us today, Heather.
Thanks so much, Cindy.
This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Stateside was created to add depth to the discussion about the issues that matter in Michigan. We tackle the big news stories of the day, what's happening from Detroit to Lansing to Grand Rapids. But we also step back and talk about the larger trends and trajectories facing our communities, along with a dash of the state's rich arts and culture. It's the spring membership drive, and your pledge of $5 or $10 a month helps keep the news and conversation on Michigan radio strong. Call 888-258-9866 or pledge online at michiganradio.org. And here's Zoe Clark to tell you more.